This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Matt Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk. Check from behind. Tries a back shot. Score! Held in by Faber at the right point. Long shot. Score! Team USA takes the lead. Zone entry. Score! Long wrister from Kachuk. Austin Matthews off to Gensel. Score! Matthews to Gensel. Michael to Kachuk. Score! Second of the game for Brady Kachuk. Orensky shoots. Score! The rebound, the second on the power play for Matthew Kachuk.
How well do you know this solo?
I actually know it exactly because I think it used to be on my running playlist.
Oh, okay.
And I would finish every run with this guitar solo. I'm not even kidding.
I believe it.
So I think I listened to this every day, twice a day, for like at least a year.
Keep it rolling. Hold on. Because I still have my jacket on. I was a little bit behind schedule today for a very specific reason.
The big room. You were sitting out in the parking lot listening to Freebird?
No.
Wow!
I had to find my Team USA.
Wow!
Jersey.
That's the 1980 style, isn't it?
It's a Mike Ramsey 1980 Team USA.
You own that?
Yes.
Wow!
Might as well lean all the way into Four Nations.
You should have. I wore pink for Valentine's Day. You should have texted me. I would have worn my 2010 Ryan Miller jersey.
You should have. I mean, here it is.
I really should have worn that no matter what. That's a sweet one though.
This was a gift.
So we would own, I think, the two greatest Sabre international jerseys you could own.
You wouldn't say Hasek is that?
He did win gold.
But right, he's not an American. I mean, if you're going just American,
yeah.
But whatever.
I'll accept Hasek maybe above both.
Okay.
But if you're going U.S., yeah, Miller and Ramsey.
Yeah, this was a gift from my good buddy Earl up in Canada, who, when we were doing the sports jersey Saturday stuff through the pandemic and all that, I was stockpiling and adding to all my jerseys. I have a South Korean baseball team.
Okay.
Don't forget that. I bought a Borussia Dortmund jersey along the way, and
okay.
He gave me this as a gift.
That's a sweet one.
It's pretty sweet. And as soon as I had the thought to wear this today, I couldn't get it out of my mind. I'm digging through my closet. It's got to be in here somewhere.
Is that game authentic over there?
Nah.
We got kind of like the basketball material, well, it looks like a little bit. But maybe that was normal back then.
I don't know how authentic it is.
It's got like the little holes in it,
sure,
like along the way. Yeah.
It does feel like a material that in 1980 you would have played
a game.
That's
what I mean. I wonder if they wore that.
Yeah, your shorts might have been made out of this. It's not exactly like the most, I don't know if it's sweat wicks. You know?
Yeah, no.
Was wicking even a word in 1980? Is a legitimate
wicking?
Question. Yeah.
It's possible, knowing the way things work,
right,
that it was a word, it just meant something completely different.
I feel like sweat wicking is something that a Nike executive came up with in 1998. Like, you know what we'll do? guys, it'll wick the sweat.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Whatever you say, man.
The origins of sweat wicking. How far could they possibly go back? So, yeah. Moisture wicking fabrics originated in the late 1980s. That doesn't mean though they were called sweat wicking in the 1980s.
They didn't know what to call it.
Yeah. Under Armour believed to be the first to mass market it, though, in 1996. So we're talking later than 1980.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Sure.
So then this is not, that wasn't even invented.
Yeah.
This is like pre-lockout is the term, pre-sweat wicking. And maybe I'll sweat in here today. I mean, I also have a Team USA golf shirt on underneath this.
You can get these Hasek Czech jerseys, by the way, but they are not cheap.
No?
No. Well, like minimum $300.
Okay.
I guess maybe that's not that much more than what's a normal jersey now cost, $200. You're just going a little bit above that.
You know what? I bought a Sabres goat head last week. And just a blank one.
Last week?
Yeah, last week. I bought a Sabre. My son and I went to the game on Friday, the Rob Ray night.
Okay.
And, you know, the kids are, as they grow, we have old hand-me-down jerseys. And we have some slug stuff that's in kid sizes from hand-me-downs. We have some black and red. But we didn't have a honest-to-goodness, either adult or child, new version of the goat head. And
you had the old school, yeah, the old school.
Yeah, like it was, you know, again, material matters here. The new jersey, if you buy a Fanatics jersey, a Fanatics goat head, it is, Fanatics takes their shots, of course, but I think it's a pretty...
They've been okay with the NHL, but do you know why they've been okay with the NHL?
Is it because they screwed up the Major League Baseball one so bad, or what?
Well, maybe that too, but they just bought the factory from Adidas and kept all the workers.
Okay, well...
So they basically just took everything Adidas was doing, and they just slapped their own logo on
fine.
It.
Fine.
Yeah.
Because the black and red, the goat head logo that I bought was, A, not that expensive. I was expecting it to be more, and B, it is comfortable to wear. It's, you know...
Yeah.
Half the reason I bought a new one, one for me and one for him, we got matching goat heads that my wife can wear, my daughters can wear, and kind of like family goat heads is what I sold my wife on this.
Family goat heads.
I text her a picture. I'm like, I got us family goat heads for the future, and they're comfy. Part of the reason I had to get one is because my old goat head that I have, which is a Tim Connelly wearing number
18?
Yes.
You wore 18 before they retired Danny Gare's
number. Yes, I have a Tim Connelly 18 goat head.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But putting that thing on is like putting a cardboard box onto your body because it just fits like that. Uh-huh. And the logo itself is peeling off because they weren't stitched on when you bought them. They were kind of glued on.
Yeah.
And I put it on before the game and thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to get a new one, a sleek one, a fresh one.
Yep.
So we ended up getting goat heads that night. And now I got that. For the next time I go to a Sabres game and they're wearing the goat heads.
The next jersey, because I've got, you guys got me the Afinogenoff red and black jersey, which I love, and that's my go-to. I feel like I've got every jersey I would want now, except, like, there's one era of Sabres hockey I don't have a uniform from. I don't own a slug jersey.
Really?
And I do feel the want for one just to have in the arsenal somewhere, but, like, I do know, like, who I would get a Briere slug jersey if I could do it, even though it was only 1 year of that. It would be Briere. Never owned a Briere jersey. He was everybody's favorite back then. Everyone loved him. I loved him. Don't have it. That's not as easily attainable, though, obviously.
Yeah.
You need to find someone that's, like, already got that, or is already selling that.
I had, and I want to say I have, but it's the kind of thing where I haven't seen it in a long time, had a Drury slug jersey.
Okay.
Definitely did have that. And I don't know. Again, all my jerseys are in the same spot, and I haven't dug them all out since 2020 when we were doing every Saturday. I'd wake up and put on a jersey that I owned and tweet a picture of Sports Jersey Saturday.
Yeah.
That's how I knew what day it was. before the day of the week clock was me wearing a jersey on a Saturday. But right. I don't know where that is. Do you have the Sabres 40th anniversary jersey?
No, I don't have that.
I have that.
I guess that would be another one I don't
have.
That's
the one I wear the most when I go to a game.
Yeah.
If it's a blue and gold day at the arena, I wear the 40th anniversary, which is like the Buffalo in that different kind of font. And it's my favorite jersey that they've ever worn,
it's
maybe.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely incredible. Don't have a name on that one either. So
that's one they really could bring back very easily. I
mean,
they
definitely should. It's absolutely gorgeous.
They wore it for 1 year, 2 years maybe at most. Like, they didn't wear it very long.
No, it was just supposed to be a commemorative jersey. It was kind of like the white Winter Classic jersey that they wore with the white with the gold stitching for 1 year in the 50th anniversary year.
Yes, the gold Buffalo.
I have that one too.
Okay.
I have the 50th.
I forgot about that one too. That's a good one.
That was
I feel like that was
those
limited.
Jerseys were worn 11 years apart, by the way. Nitpicky, whatever. It still annoys me that they celebrated it in the wrong year, but whatever.
But yeah, I have this. I have the white saber with the gold kind of piping or trim, whatever, which is also beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, I dug it.
I like the Mike Ramsey one, though. I want to drive back home and get my Miller jersey now. I can't believe I didn't think to do that. Terrell's the biggest. I've been waiting 10 years for this tournament and this game tomorrow night. Like, I cannot wait for this game tomorrow night. I feel like the first two games have fired me up even more because everyone's hitting everybody in this thing. It is playoff.
It really is.
I mean, Yoki Haru better count his blessings for not getting sandwiched by both Tkachuks last night. Did you see that moment?
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing play-by-play yesterday?
It's Bob Wischusen, I believe, last night.
Okay. Yoki Haru was coming up to the red line. He's trying to get there to dump the puck in so it's not icing. And both Tkachuks are out on the ice, and he's just trying to get to the red line so he can dump it in. And Brady's coming from behind him, and Matthew's coming from in front of him. And he gets to the red line, and as he clears it in, both guys are converging on him, and Bob goes, "Look out!" Like, here comes the train, and he's super lucky, I think, that Matthew pulled up, because he could have been destroyed last night.
If you didn't see the game, an appropriate headline is the Tkachuks bodied Finland.
Yeah.
The Tkachuk brothers ran through Finland, the entire nation.
Yeah.
The whole nation. Everybody wakes up this morning like, man, what was that? Oh, it was the Tkachuks.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was intense. A line with Jack Eichel and the Tkachuks.
Oh, it was pretty sweet.
I'm not going to lie. I will stand and salute.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was something else. It was also fun how, whatever, like you said, it ends up being a crooked score. But Team USA, it was a real hockey game. Like, what we are seeing is real, honest, prideful hockey. It's best-on-best prideful hockey in a mini tournament, which... If I would want to take this another direction, by the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring if you want. This is kind of proof that you don't need a lot of history and you don't need a huge reason to have athletes play. Like, what are we playing for? You're playing for pride.
Yeah, because you're playing for a trophy that they just
got invented.
They just built like a month ago.
Just got invented. Yeah. You're playing for pride. Cool. What's the trophy? Here it is. You're playing for Team USA. All right, I'm in, 100%. And these guys are going to the wall. And maybe owners are worried about injuries, whatever, but it is, it's best on best, and it's complete buy-in, which is awesome.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So the talent is really off the charts.
Like, yes, it is.
It is. You see the speed at which some of these guys are moving all the time. I kind of forgot. Like, I still watch him enough and would have seen him in the playoffs, but
Man, it is still... I almost forgot how good Eichel is. Watching him last night, he is... Like, the defensive stuff, even. Like, he is flying around the offensive zone. The Finns are trying to get it out of their own end. And he is just hounding them boards to boards. It takes him, like, two strides to go from one end of the ice to the other, like, horizontally, to take it away from a defenseman. He's back. He's, like, stealing pucks from guys. Maybe he was good defensively here. Maybe that's the element of his game that's grown the most since he's left, because that dude, it looks like, at least last night, and I know there are numbers that back this up from what he's become in Vegas, like, that dude looks like a Selke guy now.
First time I ever saw him mentioned as a Selke guy was in a Kruger year before he gets hurt. I think it was Michael Blake McCurdy or one of the fancy stats guys was basically saying the numbers on Eichel defensively are of a Selke player. And the idea was he can do what you ask him to do. Just put him into structure and he'll do what you want him to do and be elite at it. Because what do they want him to do here? Be a scorer, drive the team, drive everything, drive the power play.
I think he's going to be asked to play the other team's best line, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot against Barkov. Like, I bet he's going to play Vince McDavid tomorrow night.
Yep.
We'll see.
And, yeah, tomorrow night's going to be electric.
Oh, I can't wait.
Canada will be more rested, but whatever.
Oh, the rest factor.
Yeah, right. I'll be more rested because the U.S. played last night. So, U.S., Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweden and Finland, that's tomorrow. The Four Nations is underway, and it has been just absolutely tremendous.
Also, so how about Henry Jokiharju opening the scoring? What would the odds have been on him to be the first goal scorer of the game? Because I got that, like, plus 5,000.
I was just thinking plus 6,000.
Maybe more
like
than that?
One. Yeah.
So, good for him. They didn't score another one, though.
The U.S. wins, and we're getting a lot of things on display that are good for hockey, including, sorry if you've heard this before, the 3-2-1 point system. Hey, look at that. It's very, very simple. Two teams won. Mm-hmm. Four teams played. Two games were completed. One team won by a million. They got 3 points. Another team won once a bonus 3-on-3 session was introduced to determine a winner. That team got 2 points. The team that lost the bonus session got 1 point, and the team that got throttled got 0.
Yeah.
Are you not entertained? I feel like, you know, I'm glad you are. This is it. That's the entire 3-2-1 point system argument has been distilled down to two nights. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Bettman, NHL, what on earth would you possibly be waiting for? It feels like the kind of thing that, of course, I yell about all the time.
Yeah.
And once they did it, you wouldn't even really notice it outside of being invested in, hey, listen, they're up 3-2 with 3 minutes left. If they close the door, they get three.
Mm-hmm.
That team that's down a goal, pushing even harder, it becomes important to protect that lead, because if you give it up, well, now you can only get 2 points because you took the game to overtime. No more complaining. People would never complain about loser points ever again, even though the loser point's not a thing to complain about. They would never complain about it again because,
yeah,
every point would be earned.
Is the only reason they're not going to do it because of the historical reason that it'll make things historically different?
Who knows?
It's kind of I hate that as a reason in any sport, tradition, whatever. Like, is the old, if something makes sense, but that's the only reason we're not doing it, that would annoy me. But I wonder if that is what the main reason is, that they just wouldn't even consider it. Because
it might be. What did football do about that? They added a 17th game and said, who cares?
Yeah, they said, who cares?
Saquon Barkley was about to break Eric Dickerson's record. He decided not to.
Right.
Basically.
Right, and how well does anyone know, like, oh, they set the record for the most points in a season. All right, like, some people know that record. How many? Not everybody, you know?
Right.
What, was it Boston a couple years ago?
It
like
was
120?
Might have been.
Like,
sure.
Who cares?
And they did it with overtime wins that did not used to exist.
So if a team gets 165 then next year because they have a 3-2-1 point system, are we really going to care that much? The wins record would be the thing that people care more about anyway, right?
Who has that?
I have no idea. So that's why I really hope that wouldn't be the thing that keeps them from doing it. Did you see Brady Tkachuk? Chris Johnson tweeted out the quote from him. If there was any question about how much this game means to these guys, Chris Johnson tweeted out, Brady Tkachuk says, Saturday's USA-Canada game at Bell Center will be the biggest game of his life.
It's amazing. I mean, it's sad. I mean, is it sad?
Well, he plays in Ottawa, so that that helps.
Sure.
I don't think Eichel would say it's the biggest game of his life because he played in the finals.
Right.
But
has a cup.
Yeah. But for Brady Tkachuk, sure. Yeah. Biggest game of his life. That might be right.
Well, I mean, he's telling you it's right. I'm not going to tell him he's wrong on that. But yeah, what his brother saying? His brother's won the cup too. But for him,
he's playing with his brother.
Just shows what the meaning of it is.
That's right. And there might be a part of it that is, I'm playing with my brother for Team USA against Team Canada. You know, the biggest game of his life on Saturday. It might get bigger if they meet in the final.
I want those two to just, like, Hanson brothers tomorrow night, right? Like, become like some mythical, you know, lore of like the night the Tkachuk brothers went to Canada and just stole their soul. Like, I'm into it very quickly on those two.
A U.S., I mean, I don't know exactly the full math of it, and soccer fans might know this better because of like these 3-1-1 scoring systems. If the U.S. wins, then they're in the final. That's it.
Right.
It'll be the teams with the two best records, and if they get two wins in regulation, that's 6 points. You're in the final. You're playing for the trophy.
Yeah. Which would set up...
It depends.
Well, there's a lot to happen.
It depends.
You might force Canada to win, though, their third game against Finland, which I would assume, I would bet they do anyway, but you never know. You never know.
803-0550 is our phone number. Happy Friday. It's Four Nations Friday.
Four Just Nations
right there.
Friday.
Sell it. Call sales. Let them know.
How about, like, ESPN, like, in... Is it this is the we've talked about this earlier in the week. The NHL landed on the perfect time to have this tournament. ESPN has talked about this tournament like they're talking about it on SportsCenter right now. They got Messier on. They led Get Up yesterday with this tournament, talking about it with Subban. I saw Colin Cowherd did a segment on this tournament yesterday. Like I'm not saying everyone it's not everyone's main topic, but I mean, if they did this a month from now, it would not even get a breath anywhere because of, like, March Madness, right? And, you know, maybe even Combine, like, what stuff would precede it. They picked the perfect week to have it.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been better. It's getting attention.
This is what I want to ask for those of you that are a bit older. The famous series that used to happen, the Summit Series, stuff along the way.
The Canada Cup.
Yeah, there used to be more exhibition-y kind of things like this off the radar, whatever, when the Sabres play Team Russia and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Are those
the Soviet Wings? I'm not sure they played the actual National League, but they played the Soviet Wings. Yeah.
Is this, you know, kind of what it's like? What you get to do is you get to... It's maybe it's like Halloween. You get to go to a party dressed as somebody else. Today, what do we get to do? Instead of being, you know, sad Sabres fans about the state of the franchise and how they've lost a bunch of games and they're in a drought, instead it's like, I get to puff my chest up because Team USA plays for a week and a half, and I'm into that.
Yeah.
That's what the Olympics really do. The Olympics allow people to learn about some biathlon skier shooter and get super invested and hope that man or woman wins gold, and then that's it. All right, cool. Great. Had a good time. All right, on to something else. What are we on to next? Like, you are just, you're at a sampler platter of sports. And for this, you know, just a week and a half, maybe you buy a jersey if they win because you bought into it. You get to flirt with being an Austin Matthews fan. This is fun.
Yeah.
You get to,
it is.
Like you just did, you get to remember, it used to be really fun to watch Jack play hockey before you got mad at
what
him.
It was like to root for Jack Eichel consistently, like how just easy that is because of how good he is. Rooting for the Tkachuks for like the first time, like directly, which because of the way they play, I mean, everyone says this, it would be a lot of fun if one of those guys was on your favorite team because of all the extra stuff that they had. But yeah, I wish we had more of it. I would take even just USA and Canada. Like one of those former tournaments, like they had the Summit Series in 72. That wasn't like, hey, four teams, six teams competing. That was just, we're going to play Canada versus Soviet Union best of seven. That's it. We're just going to have a best of seven series. Like if they decided in 3 years, yeah, you know what? Maybe instead of a World Cup, let's just have the U.S. and Canada play a seven-game series. I mean, I would that might be even better, honestly. Like tomorrow especially is what I'm most looking forward to. These first games have been great. But you still see one team is clearly better than the other, and get me the top two going at it as many times as possible. Like I kind of hope that the U.S. gets Canada again in the championship game, right? Right? Like I want them to win. I don't think I care enough though to say like, oh no, I prefer Finland because that's a better matchup for them. Like no. I just want to see these two teams play as many times as possible.
Well, at the risk of, you know, flying a little too close to our own hearts here, or that's a mixed metaphor that doesn't work, U.S.-Canada tomorrow night might be Bills-Chiefs in the regular season. whoever wins the game, that's great. If you meet again, the next one's more important. Right?
Yeah, well, that'll be the one everyone remembers.
Right, you're playing around.
I had forgotten, Mike Zeisberger brought it up earlier in the week, that the U.S. beat Canada in the preliminary round of the 2010 Olympics.
Okay.
I don't remember that, because all I remember is Crosby scoring and Miller at the end. Right?
Yeah. 2010.
Which, by the way, I looked. You cannot find highlights of that tournament.
Really?
Have you ever seen highlights of Ryan Miller from the 2010 Olympics? I think the answer is no. They don't exist. And I think maybe that's because the Olympic whatever committee, they own the rights to it. And that was part of their negotiations with the NHL. Like, the NHL wanted the rights to be able to use those highlights and those clips, and they said no. So, like, I don't think you can just go find highlights of that tournament.
Yeah.
Like, tell me, unless someone wrong, like message in, like, have you ever seen highlights of Miller from that tournament? Because I haven't. I just know he was amazing. That's it.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. Rich in Lakeview, hang on. We'll get a break in. We'll get you on the other side if you can hang with us. If you want to give us a ring about these old series you remember or great moments in, like, you know, U.S. and Canada hockey history, we got another one coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, U.S. and Canada. The U.S. wins in regulation, so they are in first place in the tournament. Canada wins in overtime, so they're in second. 803-0550, our phone number. Lots to get to today. We'll talk a little Jets with a Jets reporter, Connor Rogers, on the idea that, well, Aaron Rodgers is moving on. Peter Marlette's going to join us in studio to talk about the future of soccer in Buffalo, because a downtown stadium appears to be on the way. Sal on State of the Tight Ends, he's posting that, and the offensive line is coming soon as well. So plenty to get to on a Four Nations Friday. I'm saying it all day, Four Nations Friday. Four Nations Friday on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.